Here at Flatbread Pizza in Portsmouth, head chef Ryan Labossiere is crying a little. Because of the onions, of course.
I'm just going to wash my hands and stuff real quick. Get comfortable.
The other thing about these onions that could make Labossiere cry is the fact that they traveled 3,000 miles to get to his kitchen. Last year, Labossiere started trying to source more ingredients locally, but that required juggling phone and email orders, pickups and deliveries from more than 5 farms, not to mention his weekly trip to the farmer's market. It just took too much time. Meanwhile, 20 miles away at her farm in Brentwood, New Hampshire, farmer Kate Donald was struggling to get her produce beyond the farmer's market.
Every week, I was emailing out a list of the products that we had available to chefs that I was basically the ones that I was willing to deliver to, which were in very close proximity to our farm.
Other New England states, like Vermont and Maine, have long established distributors and food hubs that help small farmers achieve economies of scale. Not so in New Hampshire, until this spring.
This is a Galaxy S4.
That's Andre Cantelmo, a farmer out of Southampton, New Hampshire. He recently got together with Donald and another nearby farmer, Josh Jennings. Cantelmo says they each tossed about $1,100 into the pot. They bought a customized smartphone app.
Baby mescaline mix. And it's in alphabetical order. There's all the edible flowers.
They call their co-op the Three Rivers Farmers Alliance. Amy McCann runs the Oregon software startup, Local Food Marketplace, that makes their application.
We serve customers in about 26 or 27 states, I believe. They all aggregate and distribute local food.
Twice a week, the farmers log all of their available produce. Chefs at restaurants, retirement communities, even grocery store managers select what they need right from their phones. The farmers print out updated pick sheets. They harvest and pack the produce, then converge on Wednesday mornings. This way, if a tomato doesn't have a buyer, it can stay on the vine.
So right now, I am loading an order for flatbread.
At Meadows Mirth Farm in Stratham, Kate Donald slides boxes of red and green lettuce to Cantelmo, who's organizing them in the back of his farm's truck. For now, he's driving. Cantelmo says unlike third-party distributors and food hubs who might start out raising capital to buy trucks or a warehouse, the co-op has been able to scale with no additional overhead, all because they invested in software instead of hardware.
You know, you were able to have only like one truck, and you were able to just start out small with like this one little route and then like two routes.
They cover the New Hampshire seacoast and Boston's North Shore, and they're still growing. On an average Wednesday, the truck makes 23 stops.
Okay, he's not gonna go.
Oh, no, I think I have enough room.
Cantelmo maneuvers the truck within inches of a Harley-Davidson parked in an alley behind Flatbread in Portsmouth. Back inside, head chef Ryan Labossiere says the app makes sourcing ingredients locally as easy as buying from a large-scale distributor.
To have this app to literally just, I can do this order while I'm walking downstairs to get, like, you know, some chicken from the freezer or something like that, so.
That convenience, he says, is invaluable, but not all chefs are so sure. Moxie is a farm-to-table tapas bar around the corner. Their chef, Matt Lewis, another co-op customer, worries what will happen if so many farmers get on board that buying local actually becomes easy.
Does it take away if it's too easy? Does it dumb it down?
Lewis understands that local farms' success depends on their ability to scale. But he says if you turn locally grown veggies or chicken into a commodity, delivering it to chefs anonymously on a single truck at the click of a button, they will inevitably cook it like a commodity. Like, take a chicken.
If you have a deeper understanding where that chicken came from, you're going to treat that chicken and cook that chicken a lot more carefully.
The farmers at the Three Rivers Alliance no doubt appreciate an artisanal approach to food. But co-founder Andre Cantelmo wonders maybe there's a technological solution for this too, like emailing or blogs or social media. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.